football coverage is on the air.
He makes a leaping, diving catch. Does he hang on to it? Yes. Nice play out there by the center fielder.
This is the Pepsi Pregame Show, brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now.
And he's going to try to make an inside-the-park home run to the plate, and he's going to be in there, a stand-up inside-the-park home run there.
Now, let's get you out to the diamond for tonight's game.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the Smith Complex. Hastings American Legion Baseball on the air today on 1230 KHAS. Hastings 5 points getting set to take on North Platte in a doubleheader here tonight at Smith as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Russ Kindy. And coach, an all-important series for us. We see an area team tonight, and more importantly, we got to be in competition with these guys.
Yeah, we definitely do. You know, two big league games again, another one tomorrow night against Kearney. We're sitting well right now in the league with one loss, so we get a couple more here and beat Kearney there in the should be between Grand Island and us because Carney's got two losses now.
10-7 is your record right now. You come off of a pretty good weekend in Ralston, winning the Ralston Wood Bat Tournament and going 3-1.
Yeah, played well. You know, going into a Wood Bat Tournament, our bats have been struggling a little bit, so we kind of wonder what the heck we were doing going there. But, you know, we really came out and hit the ball well this weekend, so hopefully that'll translate into this week in league games.
Your team batting average sitting at .277 on the season. You probably want to see that a little bit higher, don't you?
Yeah, we definitely do. For us, you know, we've come up with some pretty big hits in key situations, timely hitting, which we talk about a lot. And, you know, we just get better if we hit all the time and not just when we have to.
In the tournament over the weekend in Ralston, it was a big one for you in the championship ball game over Omaha Ron Colley, 4-2. Alex Panganiban, he got the job done on the mound, got the job done at the plate.
Yeah, you know, when we went into that game not knowing who we were going to throw, Braden Valentine actually started it and threw three scoreless innings, got in a little trouble in the fourth inning, which he was probably past or around his limit on pitches and what we've asked him to do this year. But Alex came in on, you know, it would have been a bullpen day for him, threw great for us. You know, we had an error that allowed him to score two runs, but then give the ball to Zach in that last inning, and he knows what to do. He's done a great job in that role for us.
Panganiban with a couple of base hits, four RBIs in the ball game. He's one that has been pretty consistent for you at the plate, sitting at .340 coming into tonight's game.
Yeah, he has. You know, we've had him in that four hole for us, and we just felt like we had to get him, move him up and get in a bat in that first inning. Puts a ball in play, really strong hitter. I think he leads a team in doubles. So, you know, if he goes into that first inning and he's up with nobody out, he can put himself into scoring position for a cleanup hitter. So he's done a great job, and we really relied on him a lot.
The other guy, your other game on Sunday was a win over Waverly, and it was Jared Foote who was on the mound and came up with a pretty good performance for you.
Yeah, you know, Jared went out and threw strikes, and we really expect him to be a end-of-the-rotation guy for us and come in and do a good job out of the bullpen. He's done a great job there. Came in a big spot against Columbus in league games, got a double play with the bases loaded, I believe, in that game. Came in again, maybe Gretna, and did a good job of getting us out of an inning. Or no, it was in Lincoln, I think. And, you know, he's done a great job, exactly what we've asked of him.
Coach, 2.34, your earned run average. This pitching staff has been pretty solid for you.
Yeah, and we really expected it coming in. You know, Zach's been great. Alex has thrown whenever we've asked him to. Mason's going to go on 3 days rest tonight. He pitched great against Lincoln High. Ben Clausen's been great. He's got great stuff, but having a little bit of arm problems tonight, so he's not going to make the start. We'll push him back in the week. And then Jared and Brady Staten's thrown great for us. You know, as a weekend guy, those guys have kind of been our weekend two guys. And, you know, we really expect and we really need them to throw the way they have, the way we've been hitting.
Did you expect this pitching staff to really be the main cog of this baseball team?
You know, we did, and part of that good pitching has been our defense. You know, we've played great defense. We really solidified that infield, I think. We might have an error or two a game, but, you know, one of them here lately has always been a bad hop here or there. You know, not any mental or real physical errors, but our defense has really helped the pitching too.
Has it just been the consistency at the plate that's been the biggest problem so far?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, even our guys that are getting out are hitting the ball hard. So, you know, it's hard to keep telling a guy, you know, don't change a thing. You're doing what you're supposed to. And you know, if they can get through that and not change anything, then we're fine. But, you know, one thing with our defense too that I didn't get to is our outfield's been great. We feel like if we can put, you know, Valentine, Dreer, Cockrell, Clausen, Blazer, any of those. We got three center fielders out there most of the time. So they've run a lot of balls down for our pitchers, too.
Hey, we'll take a break. You're listening to the Pepsi pregame show tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
Back with Hastings 5 Points Bank head coach Russ Kendig. It is Hastings and North Platte here tonight. Doubleheader at the Smith Complex. We're about a week away from moving into the new digs over at Duncan. You guys are probably getting anxious to play there. Huh?
Yeah, we sure are. You know, the guys keep asking. Everybody keeps asking. You know, I think that's going to be the biggest relief is just knowing that we can say, yeah, we're in there Tuesday. We know that now. We got two more games here at Smith, so hopefully we can take care of those tonight.
It's North Platte here tonight, a team that's obviously in our area and a team that you want to play well against.
Yeah, definitely. A team that's played well this year, beat Kearney 6-5 in their first league game that they played each other in. You know, other than that, we don't know a whole lot about them, but, you know, it gives us a good idea. We can go 2-0 against them. They got to worry about us in area, and if they do the same to us, obviously we got to worry about them a little bit too, so... two big league games. Our first goal for the year is to win our west side of the league, so big games.
Obviously a good measuring stick, too, for the area tournament. It's still out on the horizon a little bit, but a good measuring stick to maybe put some down in North Platte. That's, if we see them in the area, this is going to be a team to be reckoned with.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we hope to go in. Right now we're sitting pretty good record-wise. We get a couple more wins here. You know, who knows what we end up with seed-wise, but, you know, we got to look at that a little bit, too. In this five-team seed or five-team area now with Lexington in it, you know, that one seed's pretty big if you can be in there and not play that first day and then play the win-in team your first game, too. So, you know, you don't want to save pitching, but at the same time, you kind of can. So they're big games.
Two games here against North Platte and then Kearney tomorrow, so three big games. What do we do with our pitching staff this week?
Well, like I said, Ben Clausen was supposed to throw tonight, and we're going to push him back a little bit. He'll throw on Friday, so tonight we're going to go Zach Merrill in game one. Mason Spilnick's going to come. He threw Friday, and he takes care of himself. You know, we'll keep an eye on his pitch count a little bit, see if he starts getting tired early, but he's going to throw game two, and then Alex Panganiban will throw against Kearney for us tomorrow.
Okay, Gustav.
Thanks.
It's Rutch Kendig, the head coach for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Stick around, starting lineups, play-by-play description up next. Hastings and North Platte tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Pepsi Pregame Show, brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have 5 Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your 5 Points Bank account, then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, 5 Points Bank.
Today's American Legion baseball game is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics.
And good afternoon. Welcome to American Legion baseball action on 1230 KHAS at the Smith Complex tonight. Hastings 5 Points Bank getting set to take on North Platte First National Bank, a doubleheader here tonight, both the Cornhusker League conference games here this evening. Hastings coming in, 10 wins, 7 losses on the season. They're sitting at 5-1 in the Cornhusker League. North Platte First National, they have a mark of 10 wins, 8 losses on the season. Hastings is going to be the visiting team on the scoreboard. They're batting first here in the top half of the first inning. Brock Dreher is already grounded out to shortstop to begin the ball game. Ben Klassen will be out in left field, is now up to the plate here for Hastings. And he works ahead of the count at 2 balls and no strikes. Great night for baseball here in Hastings tonight. The game time temperature is going to be at 77 degrees. Winds will be out of the southeast at about 6 miles per hour. Here comes the next pitch. He's going to be in there for a strike on Klassen. And the count to him is now at 2 balls and 1 strike. So just underway. We're in the top half of the first inning. First game here tonight of two between Hastings Five Points Bank and North Platte First National Bank. There's another ground ball to short. Brock Muller has got it for North Platte. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. So the first two hitters for Hastings, they knock it right to the shortstop, Ty Brockmuller, who makes the play on the ball over to his first baseman, Drew Callahan. Two man up, two man down for Hastings. Alex Panganiban now comes to the plate here for Hastings. Panganiban playing at first base here tonight for Hastings. Batting average on the season is sitting at .346. Brooks Asher, the catcher, will follow him. Then we'll see Zach Merrill, who will be on the mound tonight for Hastings. Ryan Kern will bat sixth. He'll be at second base tonight for Hastings as a pitch comes in there. As he'll be outside for a ball, 1-0 the counts. Following Kern in the batting order is going to be Mason Spilenick. He's at third base tonight. Then Jamison Cockrell, the right fielder, and Brady Staten, the shortstop for Hastings, 5 points back. There's a ball hit to the right side. That's going to get down for a base hit. Picking the ball up out in right field is going to be Alec Westland. So Hastings gets their first base runner of the ball game, a base hit there by Alex Panganiban. And Hastings will bring up Brooks Asher next to catcher. Defensively for North Platte, you've got Dalton Flukhop out on the mound tonight for North Platte. And Marcus Silos will be your catcher. Drew Callahan will be at first base. Jack Kinney is at second base. Ty Brockmuller is at shortstop. And Luke Voltz will be at third base. Jace Barker will be out in left field. Darian Alberry out in center. And Alec Westland will be out in right field tonight for North Platte First National Bank. The pitch is going to be onside for a ball. 1-0 the counts. Starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Next pitch is going to be onside for another ball, and it's now 2 balls and no strikes. So Brooks Asher at the plate now for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Asher brings a batting average of .192 to the ballpark here tonight for Hastings 5 Points. Luke Hopp working from the stretch here on the mound. The next pitch is going to be down low for another ball, and Asher gets ahead of the count at 3 balls and no strikes. So Brooks Asher up there for Hastings. He has walked, what, 8 times so far this year. He has struck out 6 times, a batting average of .192. Runners on at first base. That's Panganiban. The pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. So Hastings with 2 men out. They've got base runners now at first and second base. Panganiban singling to right field. Brooks Asher, he works out a walk here, his 9th walk of the season. And that's going to bring up Zach Merrill next, the pitcher. Zach Merrill has had a pretty successful season at the plate this year. .385 is his batting average. Merrill has struck out only 2 times this year. He's got 6 base on balls. He is 15 out of 39 from the plate. And the pitch comes in there. It's going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Just underway, a Cornhusker League affair. So Hastings, a visiting team here in game number 1. They'll switch things around for the nightcap here tonight at the Smith Complex. Luke Hopp throws another pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low, a little bit inside. He's falling behind the hitter here. 2 balls and no strikes. Merrill will be on the mound for Hastings here tonight in game number 1. Mason Spilenick expected to get the start for Russ Kindig in game number 2 tonight. Here comes the next pitch in there from Flukhop. It's going to be in there for his strike right on the outside corner. And the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Zach Merrill has got 13 singles. 13 out of his 15 hits have been singles. He's got a couple of doubles to his credit so far this year. No home runs and 8 RBIs. Next pitch is right on the corner of the plate again. And a called strike there on Merrill. Merrill wanted to pull the trigger, but did not. Now the count is sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's 2 men out. Here in the top half of the first inning, this is scheduled for 7 here tonight at the Smith Complex. There go the runners, and the ball is going to be hit down the third baseline. That's going to be in foul territory. It goes just foul, just by the third baseman, Luke Voltz down there. So with the count at 2-2 and 2 men out, Russ Kindig starts the runners. Obviously a big jump at first and second base. That would have scored a run there if Merrill could have got one to stay in fair territory down the line at third base. But everybody goes back. It'll be Panganiban back there at second base. Brooks Asher is down there at first base for Hastings. Zach Merrill is at the plate. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is hit right to third base. Nice grab down there at third base. A long throw over to first, and that's going to be not in time. A nice play defensively by Luke Voltz over there at third base. He actually grabs that ball right on the line behind the bag at third and gets to his feet and makes the long throw over to first base. It was not in time, and Zach Merrill gets a base hit here in this first inning of play. Now Hastings has got the bases loaded here in the top half of the first inning. So Braden Valentine's going to come out and run now for Zach Merrill, the pitcher at first base. Ryan Kern comes up there next for Hastings with a chance to do some damage here in the first inning of play. Top half of the inning. No score between Hastings and North Platte. There's a ball hit to a left field. That's going to get down for a base hit. One run is going to score. That's all they're going to get as the throw comes in there from Jace Barker. The left fielder's Ryan Kern on the very first pitch that he sees here tonight. Singles to left field to drive home a run. Academan comes in from third base to score easily. Hastings has still got the bases loaded here in the first inning of play. Asher moves over to third base. Valentine is on at second base. Ryan Kern is on at first base. Mason Spillenick comes to the plate next. So Ryan Kern drives home a run here in the first inning of play. There's a bouncing ball towards short. Fielded there. Bobbled at shortstop. He flips it over to second base just in time. Brock Miller has made two plays on the ball here in the first inning. He bombs the ball a little bit at shortstop, and at the last second, flips it to Jack Kinney, who's covering the bag at second to get the force out there on their Ryan Kern, and the inning is over. But Hastings is able to come up with one run here in the top half of the first inning. Hastings has the lead over North Platte here after a half an inning. It's Hastings 1, North Platte nothing.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter week, and that was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskey, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHIS. First game of two here at the Smith Complex. Hastings out on top of North Platte by the score of 1-0. Zach Merrill is going to be the pitcher tonight for Hastings. He's making his sixth appearance of the season on the mound. He is currently 2 wins, no losses on the year. He has recorded 3 saves. He has given up 11 hits and only 4 runs in 14 innings that he has thrown so far this year. Only one of those runs was earned, 7 base on balls and 15 strikeouts. His ERA is sitting at .500. Not too shabby for Zach Merrill, 14 innings pitched, only 1 earned run. And he goes to the hill for Hastings here in game number 1 for head coach Russ Kindig. Defensively, Brooks Asher will be behind the plate for Hastings. Alex Panganiban will be at first. Ryan Kern will be at second base. Brady Staten will be at shortstop. Mason Spillenick at third base. Ben Clausen will be out in left field. Brock Durer will be out in center. Jamison Cockrell will be out in right field tonight for Hastings. Hastings 5 points bank, currently 10-7 on the season, 5-1 in the Cornhusker League. North Platte First National, they come in with a mark of 10 wins and 8 losses on the year. This is Alec Westland coming to the plate first for North Platte First National. He is out in right field tonight. He starts with a batting average of .179 for North Platte in this leadoff spot. Merrill jams him inside, nearly hits him as Westland sneaks away from that one. Westland, a right-handed hitter, working against the right-handed throwing Zach Merrill here in this ball game tonight. Merrill works quickly. Next pitch is going to be hit off of the handle of the bat, sends out to right field. That's going to be a base hit. Westland gets a little blooper out to a right field for the first base hit of the ball game for North Platte. So Hastings, they scored 1 run in the top half of the first inning on 3 base hits. And now North Platte leads off the bottom half of this first inning with a base hit to right field. Jack Kinney is going to come up there next. Kinney has got a batting average of .333 so far this season. Kenny leads the team in base hits with 16. He's actually 16 out of 54 from the plate for North Platte. Scores around a bunt, bunts it down to first baseline, foul territory. So nothing at one to Jack Kenny here in this first inning of play. Kenny's 18 out of 54 officially from the plate. He's got five doubles, a triple, no homers, and six RBIs as he comes to the plate here in this bottom half of the first inning. Leads the team in runs scored with 17. He has struck out seven times, and he has walked seven times so far this year. There's a little token throw over to first base by Merrill. Hagen even makes the tag, but in there quickly was Alec Westland. So Westland is going to take his lead down there. 1-0 is the score. Hastings with a lead. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball. And the count goes to 1-1 now to Jack Kinney. Darian Alberry, the center fielder, will follow him. Then we'll see Luke Voltz, the third baseman, and Drew Callahan, the first baseman here for North Platte. Merrill working from the stretch, looks at the runner at first. There's a bunt again laid down on the first base side. It's going to be in foul territory. And the count now is sitting at 1-2 to Jack Kinney here in this first inning of play. In bright sunshiny sky out here as we start this doubleheader tonight with temperature right at 76 degrees at game time here tonight. 1-2 is the count here on Kenny. There's the next pitch. His fastball is going to be up high for a ball. And the count now is sitting at 2-2. Now the number two hitter in the batting order here for North Platte First National Bank and Jack Kinney. And Merrill throws it over the first base. It's not in time. Pagan Eben makes the tag over there on Westland. The count remains even here at the plate at 2-2. Merrill gets his sign from his catcher, Brooks Asher. Rocks and fires. Here's the next pitch. He's going to be inside a fastball that misses. And now the count is full at 3-2. So Jack Kinney, a 333 hitter, has now worked the count full at 3-2 here in inning number one. He has struck out seven times this year. He has walked seven times. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count remains at 3-2. American Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com at the Smith Complex here tonight. They tell us by next week, by next Tuesday, we'll be moving back to Duncan Field after our renovation work is completed. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball, and Merrill loses him. A base on ball is given up there to Jack Kinney, so he trots down to the bag at first. Westland moves on to second base into play. And Darian Alberry comes up there next. He is a center fielder. Alberry's got a batting average of .353 so far this year. So Alberry comes to the plate here for North Platte. The team batting average, by the way, is .263 for North Platte. Here comes the pitch in there by Merrill. It's going to be in there for a strike out of the outside corner. Nothing in one to Alberry. He's got the best batting average on the team of .353 batting here in his number three position. He has walked a team high 12 times. He has struck out only three times. He fouls away this next pitch, and the count goes to 2-2. Alberry has got 18 base hits and 51 trips to the plate. He's got five doubles to his credit, no home runs, leads the team at RBIs with 20. As he steps in there from the right-hand side, Merrill, the right-handed thrower for Hastings, checks the runners at first and second base, pitches on the way. It's going to be popped up, and it's going to get out of play. Asher comes off with a mask, but watches that one go up over the screen. And the count goes to 2-2 here to Darian Alberry. Luke Voltz will follow him. Then we'll see Drew Callahan, the first baseman. North Platte threatening here in the bottom half of the first inning after Hastings plated a run on three hits in the top half of the inning. Next pitch is a fastball. It's going to be outside for another ball. And it's now 1-2. So a single given up to Westland has sawed off the inning. Then a baseline ball is to Jack Kinney. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's swung on and missed. And going down on the play is Darian Alberry. He strikes out. First strike out of the ball game for Merrill. Darian Alberry strikes out for only the fourth time this season. And now Luke Voltz comes to the plate next for North Platte. His batting average to start today is sitting at .333. Alberry has got 14 base hits and 17 trips to the plate. He's got one triple, no home runs. 16 RBI on the season, and the pitch to him has swung on and missed. Letter high as he goes around on that one and misses. No balls in one strike to Luke Voltz. He has walked 10 times so far this year. He has struck out four times for North Platte First National. Merrill again looks at the runner at second base. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Hastings in their white baseball pants here this afternoon and their North Carolina blue uniforms. Their blue tops trimmed and lettered in some darker blue. North Platte also in white baseball pants. They've got the navy blue tops here tonight. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. Swung out and missed. And he strikes out. So back-to-back strikeouts here for Merrill. After giving away a single and a base on balls here to begin the innings. And now there's two men out. Runners at first and second base for North Platte. And Drew Callahan's going to come to the plate next. Callahan is the first baseman. His batting average in the season is sitting at .304. He leads the team in strikeouts. Is with, 12 times so far this year. 14 base hits and 46 trips to the plate. Leans in there and watches a pitch at the outside corner for a strike. Nothing at one. So Drew Callahan falls behind. He's got one home run to his credit, 13 RBIs. North Platte has hit two home runs so far this year. And there are 18 games. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. The Area 7 tournament this year is going to be at the home of a North Platte First National Bank out of Billwood Field in North Platte later on this season at the end of July. Merrill wheeling towards second base and then scampering back in there was Alec Westland. No throw from Merrill. Here comes the pitch to the plate. That's going to be hit on the ground towards second. Ryan Kern charges. Ryan Kern grabs the ball, underhands it to first base, and that's going to be not in time. It was just a slow roller out towards second base. Ryan Kern, in charging in a little bit on the edge of the infield grass, finally recovers and goes over to first baseman Alex Panganiban, but it was not in time. Drew Callahan with an infield single here in this first inning. That's going to load up the bases here for North Platte First National Bank. And Ty Rockmuller comes to the plate next. He is the shortstop. His batting average is sitting at .227 on the season. So we've seen all right-handed hitters here so far for North Platte in their starting lineup. And the first pitch comes in there. It's going to be inside for a ball. Ty Rockmuller batting in the number six position here. He has struck out nine times. He has walked nine times. There's a little check swing foul. Goes over here on the first base side, and the count goes to one ball and one strike. Ty Rockmuller, he has got 10 base hits and 44 trips to the plate. He's got one double for his extra base hits. No home runs, eight RBIs on the season. Chance to do some damage here in his bottom half of the first inning. Zach Merrill working from the stretch. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. Right down the pipe there, and it's now one ball and two strikes. So Merrill gave up a single and a base on balls to start off the inning, then struck out two guys and gives up that little infield single to Drew Callahan, and the bases are jammed. Next pitch is in there for a cold strike on the outside corner, and he strikes him out, and the inning is over. North Platte First National Bank, they leave the bases loaded here in the first inning. The Platters, they score no runs on a couple of base hits. No errors on Hastings, three men left on base. One inning in the books tonight here at the Smith Complex. The score, Hastings 1, North Platte nothing.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
That old bed of yours still got you tossing and turning at night? It's time to invest in better sleep. Let Furniture Direct in Hastings and a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress provide you the solution. With a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress, you'll get the legendary support of the pocketed coil technology plus air-cooled memory foam for a cool, comfortable sleep. Get more than you expect with free local delivery with any Simmons Beauty Rest mattress set purchase. Sleep in comfort again with a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress from Furniture Direct in Hastings.
Follow all your favorite teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Read stories and see action photos online anytime. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings and North Platte First National Bank playing a doubleheader here tonight. Tomorrow, Hastings will head for Kearney. Take on Kearney Runza. Game time there will be at 8 o'clock. We'll be on the road tomorrow with Hastings. 7:45 for the pregame show tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings will be in the Omaha metro area coming up this weekend. Then the grand opening of the newly renovated Duncan Field on tap next Tuesday when Hastings will face Kearney Runza again. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes will play the first game somewhere around 5:30 with the seniors game at 8 o'clock. Lots of activities being planned for next Tuesday. So I'll tell you about that by the end of the week. The grand opening of the renovated Duncan Field as we return back to our home site next week after playing our entire Hastings College baseball season out here at Smith and the first portion of the American Legion baseball season here at Smith as the renovation work was wrapped up over at Duncan. So Hastings now batting here in the second inning. Hastings the visiting team here in game number one. Jameson Cockrell, Brady Staten, and in the top of the order, Brock Dreher scheduled up here. So it's 8-9-1. There's a swing and a miss here by Cockrell, and he falls behind in the count. No balls and two strikes. He starts the day with a batting average of .289 on the season. Out of this number eight position for head coach Russ Kindig, Dalton Flukhop is the pitcher here for North Platte. His off-speed stuff throwing there to the plate is going to be a little bit outside for a ball, 1-2 the counts. So Jameson Cockrell up there for Hastings 5 points bank, right-handed hitter, working against the right-handed throwing Flukhop. There's a ground ball past the shortstop into center field. Brock Muller could not grab it there for North Platte. Finally picked up by Darian Alberry, the center fielder. So Hastings cranks out another base hit here early in the ball game. That's going to be their fourth hit of the contest so far. Brady Staten comes up there next. Staten has a batting average of .267 so far this season. Staten has got four base hits and 15 at-bats. He's got one base on balls and five strikeouts. So Brady Staten, who is in the starting lineup tonight at shortstop, will come up there for the first time here tonight. There's a throw of the first base. That's not in time. Diving back in, there was a Jameson Cockrell for Hastings. Hastings has got 22 stolen bases so far this year as a team. Cockrell has not attempted one. There's a pitch to the plate. He's going to be in there for a strike, and it's now nothing and one to Brady Staten. Staten bats from the right-hand side. Again, Russ Kindig down here in the third base coaching box for Hastings. You've got Ben Reimer over here on the first base side for Hastings 5 points. Inching away from the bag is going to be Cockrell. Good lead over there at first base. Here comes a pitch to the plate. An attempted bunt is going to be fouled back to the screen. So Staten falls behind and no balls and two strikes. We're in the first ball game, second inning here at the Smith Complex tonight. Both ball games scheduled for 7 here this evening. Brady Staten will dig back in there from the right-hand side here for Hastings 5 points bank. Nothing and two is the count as a Flukhop. Dalton Flukhop will look in for the sign from his catcher, Marcus Silos. It's on the way, and there's another called third strike, and down he goes. Brady Staten, it goes down here. That's going to be the first strikeout of the ball game for Flukhop, and that's going to bring up the top of the order now in Brock Dreher for Hastings. So Zach Merrill for Hastings got a couple of North Platters looking in the bottom half of the first inning on a called third strike. Staten goes down here for Hastings 5 points back as he heads back to the third base dugout. Now there's one man out here in the second inning. Coming up, Brock Dreher next to center fielder. There's a ball hit over the head of the shortstop. Brock Muller in the center field around the bag at second on his way to third. Head first slide into third base. He's in there safely. So Jameson Cockrell rounds the bag at second. He moves over to third base as a throw came in from Darian Alberry. A single there by Brock Dreher for Hastings. Dreher's first hit of the ball game here tonight. Now Hastings has runners on at first and second base. Hastings has been kind of struggling this year at the plate. Their batting average at .277, been up and down a little bit. They racked down some hits over the weekend and winning that wood bat tournament up at Ralston. Went 3-1 over the weekend and maybe ignited the offense a little bit. Hastings already with five base hits here in this ball game against North Platte. We played an inning and a third. There's a pitch going to be inside. It's going to be in there for a strike, and now we'll throw down to first base. That's not going to be in time. Out of his stance in a hurry was Marcus Silas, or Silos, as he throws it down to first base, trying to catch Brock Dreher off guard, but he gets in there safely. Hastings with runners on at first and third base. There's one man out here in the second inning of play. Brock Dreher is at first, and Jameson Cockrell is over at third base. Ben Clausen is your hitter here. He grounded out to short his first time up. There's a ground ball towards short. The second for one over the first base. That's not going to be in time, and a run is going to score. So Clausen is going to get aboard. They retire the runner down there at second base. That goes 6-4 to retire Brock Dreher. But also coming into score on the play is going to be Jameson Cockrell as he comes home. Hastings has now got a 2-0 lead over North Platte here in this Cornhusker League affair. Alex Panganiban comes to the plate next. So Alex Panganiban comes to the plate. He had a single and scored a run in the first inning of play. On the base hit from Ryan Kern later on in the inning. So Hastings with a 2-0 lead over North Platte. Hastings already with 5 base hits in the ballgame. Panganiban is going to take a strike here. No balls and one strike to Alex Panganiban, who leads the team with a batting average of .346. He fouls away this next pitch. And Panganiban falls behind now at no balls and two strikes. Panganiban, he has struck out only 4 times so far this year. He has walked 6. He's 18 out of 53 from the plate here this year. He's got 6 doubles to his credit, no home runs, 13 RBIs. Leads the team in RBIs of those 13. He's got a chance here maybe to do some damage with a runner on at first base. One run in here in the top half of the second inning. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be hit toward the outfield. A long, hard-hit ball, but drifting back is the right fielder, Westland, and he makes the catch. So Westland makes the catch on Alex Panganiban as he flies out to right field, and that is all she wrote for Hastings here in the second inning of play. Hastings scores one run on a couple of base hits, no errors, and one runner left on base for Hastings 5 points. We move to the bottom of the second inning with a score, Hastings 2, North Platte nothing.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Brought to you in part by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Now with 3 locations in Hastings at 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Hastings 5 Points has got the lead here over North Platte First National Bank as we head to the bottom half of the second inning. They got 7, 8, and 9 in the North Platte batting order coming up here to face Zach Merrill and Hastings. Marcus Silos, the catcher. Riley Vieira, the designated hitter. Then Jace Barker, the left fielder scheduled up here. Then we'll see the top of the order again in Alec Westland. Hastings out on top of North Platte, 2-0 here in this ball game. As Merrill goes to work again, the first pitch is a fastball. It's going to be inside for a ball, 1-0 the counts. A base hit, a base on balls, 2 strikeouts, a single, and another strikeout for North Platte in the first inning of play. Here comes the next pitch to the plate, swung on and missed, 1-1 the count down to Marcus Silos. He starts today with a batting average of .227. There's a pitch that's going to be inside for a ball, and it's now 2 balls and 1 strike. So Hastings going 3-1 over the weekend in the Ralston Wood Bat Tournament. Playing a doubleheader here tonight against North Platte and on the road tomorrow for a single game against Kearney Runs at Memorial Field in Kearney. Next pitch is swung out and missed for his strike. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Zach Merrill in his full windup. Here comes the next pitch, swung out and missed, and he strikes him out. That is 4 strikeouts in the ballgame already for Zach Merrill. We're just now getting underway here in the second inning of play. Riley Vieira comes to the plate next. He is the designated hitter. And the stats he supplied to us, Vieira has not yet got a base hit so far this year. He is 0-4 from the plate here this season. And Navarro will foul away this first pitch. First base side in front of the dugout for North Platte First National. Riley Vera, 0 for 4 from the plate. He's got one base on balls, and he has struck out three times. Now Brooks Asher goes out to have a couple of words with his pitcher, Zach Merrill. We're at the Smith Complex here in Hastings tonight. In the 380 to straightaway center field here in this ballpark, 330 down the line in the left and right field, and about 348 or so to the power alleys out in right center and left center field. Zach Merrill again looking for the sign. He's got it. His next pitch is going to be on the way. He's going to be in there for another strike. Throwing nothing but heat so far here in this second inning, and their pitch is blowing right on by the hitters for North Platte. No balls and two strikes to Riley Vieira, the designated hitter for North Platte First National. Next pitch on the way. That's going to be a fastball that misses outside a little bit high. And the count is sitting at one ball and two strikes. Jace Barker is scheduled up there next for North Platte. So working the bottom third of the order here in the second inning with the Platters. Next pitch is going to be on the way and swung out and missed. And he strikes out. Strikeout number four, strikeout number five here in this second inning of play for Zach Merrill. And now Jace Barker comes to the plate next. So Barker with a batting average of 256 will come to the plate next for North Platte. And Zach Merrill in his 14 innings so far this year, 15 strikeouts, 7 walks. Pretty good ratio there. So far tonight, he has got to 5 strikeouts and 1 walk as we work into the second inning. The first pitch is going to be in there for a strike, nothing and one to Jace Barker. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, and Barker falls behind in the counts. Had no balls and two strikes here for North Platte. And the Platters have a team batting average of 263. This guy has an average so far this year of 256. Next pitch is right down the pipe. It's in there for a called third strike, and Zach Merrill comes out and strikes out the side here in the second inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base here in the second for the Platters. 2 innings in the books. The score, Hastings 2, North Platte nothing.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
It's not easy to sell you a membership to Southern Hills Golf Course with a radio commercial. So our goal is to get you thirsty for more information. Like with a Southern Hills Golf membership, you get virtually unlimited play at Central Nebraska's best-kept golf secret. The discounts, sweeping hills, challenging holes, and quite possibly, the prettiest walk you're going to take this summer. Just say this radio ad made you thirsty for the rest of the story. For a membership at Southern Hills Golf Course in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings 5 points back has got the lead here. We're North Platte First National Bank. We are in the top of the third inning. Hastings coming up to the plate here. Numbers 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order. We're going to see Brooks Asher, Zach Merrill, Ryan Kern. So far, Hastings 2 runs and 5 base hits, no errors. North Platte, no runs. They've got 2 hits, no errors. Hastings scoring an inning in the first inning, 1 in the second inning so far as we come to bat for the third time here tonight. So it's going to be Brooks Asher, who worked out of baseline balls back there in inning number 1. He will come to the plate here for Hastings. Asher with a batting average of 192 on the season. There's a ball that's going to be fouled back to the screen, out of play. And the count is sitting at 1 ball and 1 strike on Asher. So Brooks Asher has done most of the catching chores for Hastings here in this 2014 season. Is behind the dish again here in his first game of the doubleheader with North Platte tonight. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit on the ground toward third. Fielded there by Volts. His throw over to first is going to be in time. An easy play there by the third baseman, Luke Volts, to retire Brooks Asher over at first base. And that's going to bring up Zach Merrill next for Hastings. He is flat getting the job done on the mound for Hastings so far in this ball game. He has struck out 6. He has walked only 1. He has given up 2 base hits. And he struck out the side the last time he was out there defensively on the mound for Hastings. Merrill, the last time he came to the plate, he had a single back there in the first inning, was left stranded on the base pads. So he's one for one so far tonight. The pitch is way outside. In fact, he gets away from Marcus Silas. Or Silas back to the screen. 1-0 the count here to Zach Merrill. A batting average of .385 in the season for Merrill. 15 base hits and 39 trips to the plate coming into the ball game here tonight. Flukop, his next pitch to the plate is going to be right down the pipe there for a strike. Now one ball and one strike to Zach Merrill. Ryan Kern will follow him. Then we'll see Mason Spilenick. Hastings trying to get something rolling here in this third inning of play. Next pitch is way outside again. Gets away from Silas back to the screen. And the count again goes to two balls and one strike to Zach Merrill. Zach has struck out only two times so far this year. He has walked six times. Merrill's got a couple of doubles to his credit so far this year. Luke Hopp takes something off of that one and just nicks the outside corner for a strike. And the count is sitting at two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 the count here to the pitcher for Hastings, Zach Merrill. Here comes the next pitch. It's on the way. That one sails inside for a ball, like a curve ball that misses. Kind of hangs in there, and it's now three balls and two strikes. 3-2 to Zach Merrill here in the top half of the third inning. Flukop working from the full windup. Next pitch is going to be hit toward left field, and unable to come down with it is the left fielder Barker. Ball gets away. It rolls back near the screen. Heading to second base on the play is going to be Merrill, and he's going to stay put right there. Looked like Barker was trying to make a play on the ball out there in left field. At the last second, kind of dove to his right over there and could not come up with it as the ball gets away, and it rolls back to toward the screen. And Merrill gets aboard. It's a second base there for Hastings. Braden Valentine comes out now to run for the pitcher Merrill at second base. They're going to give Merrill a base hit in the ball game. So a double there for Merrill. He's got a double and a single so far here in this contest. Valentine is now at second base. Ryan Kern comes to the plate next for Hastings. And Kern looks at the first pitch. He's going to be outside for a ball. So a tough play out there by the left fielder, Jace Barker. Ball got away from him, but they're going to give him a base hit. And now Merrill has got Hastings in business again here in this third inning. With a base runner in scoring position at second base, his next pitch comes in there. It's going to be a ball outside, two balls and no strikes. Here comes the next pitch. It's on the way. Hit on the ground again towards short. Fielded there by Brock Muller. His throw to first base. That's going to be in time, but the runner advanced. Valentine is now on at third base in the play as Kern. He grounds out to the shortstop, Brock Muller, who makes the put out there. Now there's two men out for Hastings here in the third, and that's going to bring up Mason Spilenick next. So Mason Spilenick coming up there for the second time tonight. Mason Spilenick with a batting average of .250 on the season. Flukop will work from the stretch with a runner on down here at third base. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. And the count goes to one ball and no strikes. Marcus Silas drops the ball out of his glove there and has problems locating it down to his feet there to the left side of the plate. Now he gets it back to the pitcher, Flukop. 2-0 is the score. Hastings has got the lead. Hastings threatening again. There's another bouncing ball towards short. Fielded, bobbled. Goes to first base. That's going to be in time, so they catch it over there. Mason Spilenick is retired in the play from short to first, as again, Brock Muller had problems with it there. Bobbles it, then falls down of his glove and still had enough time to retire Mason Spilenick over there at first base. So Hastings scores no runs, a base hit, no errors, one man left. We go to the bottom of the third inning with a score. Hastings 2, North Platte nothing.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
is your Pops Tops.
Hey, Pop, did you hear the big news?
KHS Radio loves all fathers, and we've got a toolbox filled with gift certificates and Royals tickets for one lucky dad. Register your dad at Pat's Auto Repair, Gary Michaels Clothiers, Custom Pack, Square Deal Lumber, and Eek's Office Plus, making Father's Day super special for one lucky dad.
I love you, Daddy.
Winner will be announced on June 13th on 1230 KHS. So get your dad registered today.
The best dad in the world?
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. The Smith Complex here tonight. Hastings and First National Bank of North Platte squaring off in the first game of two here tonight. Hastings out on top by a score of 2-0 here in the ball game as we move to the bottom half of the third here. And again, it's been the pitching of Zach Merrill that's really been the story so far. Merrill's got 6 strikeouts through 2 innings. He's given up just 1 walk and a couple of base hits. North Platte trailing in the ball game by a score of 2-0. This is the top of the order up here. Alec Westland coming to the plate here first, and we'll take a strike here on the outside corner, 1-1 the count. Westland, he had a single back there in the first inning of play, actually worked himself around to a third base in the play, but was left stranded. But Merrill recorded 3 strikeouts in the first inning. Here comes the next pitch. It swung on and missed. 1-2 now to Alec Westland, who started the day with a batting average of 179 on the season. Here comes the next pitch by Zach Merrill. It's on the way. That one is going to be a little bit outside for a ball. 2-2 now to Alec Westland. Jack Kinney will follow him. Darian Alberry then will come to the plate. And one of those guys can get aboard. We'll see Luke Voltz. Here comes the next pitch by Merrill. That one stays up high for a ball. And it's down 3-2. Merrill on the season is 2-0 for Hastings. His ERA is sitting at .500. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be popped up. It's going to head out to left field. Grabbing the ball out there for Hastings is Clausen, and he makes the catch. Alec Westland is going to fly out to Clausen out in left field. Jack Kinney coming up there next for North Platte First National Bank. He had a base on balls back there in inning number 1. So out of the day with a batting average of .333 for North Platte First National. 18 base hits and 54 trips to the plate so far this year. He's got 5 doubles, a triple, no home runs, 6 RBIs as he steps in there. And Kinney had a base on balls back there in inning number 1. He's got 8 walks now and 7 strikeouts in this 2014 season. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. And it's now 0-1 to Jack Kinney. Darian Alberry would be next, and then Luke Voltz for North Platte. Next pitch is going to be popped up behind the plate. It's going to get out of play. And they count down at 1-1. Hastings and Kearney tomorrow night from Memorial Field in Kearney. First pitch will be somewhere around 8 o'clock. Pre-game show begins at 7:45 tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings 5 Points Bank, along with Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes, playing tomorrow night on the road at Kearney. Junior's ball game will get underway at 5:30. It's Kearney post 52. Next pitch is going to be fouled away on the first base side. And the count goes to 1-2. So 1-2 the count here to Jack Kinney, the second baseman for North Platte First National. Zach Merrill winds and delivers. Next pitch, head on the ground towards short. Staton has got it. Staton's throwing to first base. That's going to be in time. So Brady Staton anchoring the shortstop position tonight for Hastings. Makes the play on the ball there. Moves a little bit to his left. Makes the play over the first baseman, Alex Panganiban. 2 men up, 2 men down for North Platte First National Bank here in this third inning of play. Darian Alberry comes to the plate next. He's a center fielder. His batting average is sitting at .353 on the season. Alberry, he's struck out back there in inning number 1. Takes a half swing there. And they look down at the first base umpire. It's going to be a called strike here on Alberry. The count goes to 0-1. So Darian Alberry, who started the day with that batting average of .353, coming to the plate for the second time here tonight. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Alberry, he's got 5 doubles so far to his credit this year. Leads the team at RBIs with 20. 12 base on balls and 3 strikeouts. He's going to take a pitch there out on the outside corner for a strike. 1-2. Merrill has retired the last 6 guys that he has faced here in this ball game. Next pitch is going to come inside and it hits him. So just as I say that, Merrill doesn't throw a very good pitch there, and Albury is a hit on the play. So the first hit batter in the ball game, that's going to be Albury heading down to the bag at first. And Luke Volz comes up there next. So Albury is going to be hit by a pitch here. First time this year he has been beaned by an opposing pitcher. Luke Volz will come to the plate next for North Platte First National Bank. Batting average at .333 on the season for Volz as he fouls away his first pitch out of play. Nothing and one to the third baseman for North Platte, Luke Volz. Volz has walked 10 times. He has struck out 4 times so far this year. 17 base hits and 51 trips to the plate. Merrill now working from the stretch. There's a breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. One ball and one strike now to Luke Volz. Drew Callahan would be next, and then Ty Brockmuller as North Platte bats in the bottom half of the third inning here tonight. Merrill looking at the runner at first base. There he goes at first. The pitch is going to be outside. The throw down there by Asher is right on the money, and he is safe. He is safe down there at second base. So Albury gets a stolen base, a pretty good throw there by Asher, the catcher. Tag was applied, but sliding under that tag was Darian Albury for North Platte. So they get a stolen base here. North Platte pretty aggressive on the base pads. That's their 42nd stolen base of the season. There's a chopper down to third base side. It's going to be in foul territory. So Darian Albury gets a stolen base. He is now 7 out of 8 in stealing bases so far this year. A good throw from the catcher in the Asher, but the tag was right there. Albury sliding under the tag down to his second base, and North Platte has got a runner on in scoring position. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's going to be inside. Did it hit him? Throwing away the bat was Luke Volz. But the home plate umpire says, nope, come back here. Volz now got hit by a pitch as it goes breezing on by the royal blue uniform here. Home plate umpire says no, and Luke Volz is now looking at a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. With a runner on at second base, there's a swing and a miss, and he goes down on a strikeout. So Luke Volz becomes the 7th strikeout victim of the ball game here for Zach Merrill. North Platte, they threaten here in the third, but they come up empty. They score no runs on no hits, no errors, and one man left on base. 3 innings in the books here tonight. American Legion baseball action at the Smith Complex. The score, Hastings 2, North Platte nothing.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through July 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of 4 select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
Is your equipment too big to go into your shed? You don't have to leave your valuable machinery outside all the time. So now's the time to give Square Deal Lumber and Hardware a call. Let Gene or Colby help you design a shed, shop, or garage. Check them out on the web at buysquaredeal.com or call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881 to request a free quote. Know the difference. Compare the Astro advantages before you buy any building. Buysquaredeal.com. Check them out today.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Smith Complex in Hastings. 77 degrees here for the ball game tonight. Southeast winds at 6 miles per hour. So far, so good. Hastings out on top of North Platte First National Bank by a score of 2-0 as we head to the fourth inning of play. This one's scheduled for 7 in game number 1 here tonight. Jamison Cockrell coming up here for Hastings, and we'll see Brady Staten and then Brock Dreher. Numbers 8, 9, and 1 in the batting order for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Staying out there for the North Platte First National Bank squad is Dalton Flughop, the pitcher. He's went all the way so far for North Platte. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside and down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Hastings with 2 runs and 6 base hits. They've left 5 on the base pads thus far. North Platte, no runs on 2 hits. They've left 4. The other team has committed an error so far in the ball game. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, 2-0 the count. So Jamison Cockrell had a single that drove home a run in the second inning of play. Hastings is up there. Started the day with a batting average of .289. He takes a strike here. And the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike now to Jamison Cockrell. for Hastings, who's playing out in right field tonight. For Hastings, 5 points back. Next pitch is going to be hit toward right field. Coming on is going to be Westland. He can't make the catch, and Cockrell gets his second base hit of the ball game. So Jamison Cockrell, two base hits out of the number eight position here for head coach Russ Kindig tonight. Brady Staten comes up there next. Brady Staten, he struck out his first time up there, so he's 0 for 1 tonight. Batting average of 267 on the season. So Jamison Cockrell gets aboard here for Hastings, 5 points back. Cockrell so far this season, as far as the stolen bases are concerned, has not attempted one. Hastings 22 out of 26 in stealing bases this year. The pitch is going to be outside for a ball. In fact, it's way outside on Staten, and the count goes to 1 ball and no strikes. Staten, a 267 hitter on the season for Hastings. Staten in there from the right-hand side here, waiting on the pitch from Dalton Flughop, who works from the stretch. There goes the runner at first base. A good jump. The pitch is going to be in there for a strike. And they're standing up on the play. It's going to be Cockrell. Had a great jump down there at the first base, and that was not even close. Cockrell didn't even have to slide at second base as he swipes a base here in the third inning or fourth inning of play off of the catcher Marcus Silos. So now Hastings has got a base runner on in scoring position. That is Cockrell at second. Staten has a count here at the plate of 1 ball and 1 strike. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be down low. It looked like Staten maybe wanted to lay down a bunt, but pulls it back and takes the pitch down low. 1-1 the count here to Staten. So Brady is up there with a chance to do some damage here. He's got 1 walk. He's got 5 strikeouts so far this year. No home runs. He has driven home 1 run. Scores around the bunt again and goes after it and takes a strike there. The count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes now to Staten, the number 9 hitter in the batting order for Hastings, 5 points back here in this one. Brock Dreher anxiously waiting in the on-deck circle here for 5 points. Flughop again works from the stretch, throws one to the plate, and this can be onside for a ball. Now 3 balls and 2 strikes to a Brady Staten for Hastings. 5 points in their North Carolina blue uniforms here tonight with their white baseball pants. There's a swing and a miss. The catcher drops the third strike and a throw down to first base Callahan. That's going to complete the strikeout there as Brady Staten goes down. That's going to be strikeout number 1 in the ball game. Check that, strikeout number 2 in the ball game for a Flughop. That's going to bring up Brock Dreher next, the center fielder for Hastings. Dreher so far tonight, 1 out of 2. He's got a base hit back there in the second inning of play, a single. Grounded out to shortstop his first time up there in inning number 1. So he's already up there for the third time here tonight in the fourth inning. Brock Dreher is going to take a pitch inside for a ball and low. 1-0 the count. Brock Dreher playing out in center field for Hastings here in this ball game tonight. Leads the team in runs scored with 14. Also leads the team in base on balls with 14. Brock Dreher backing out of the batter's box in the right-hand side, taking a look at head coach Russ Kindig. Now he's set to go as he re-enters, squares around the bunt, takes the pitch outside, down low for a ball. 2 balls and 0 strikes to Brock Dreher. Hastings scoring a run in the first inning of play and an RBI single by Ryan Kern. They also score a run in the second inning of play on a single by Jamison Cockrell. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball on the walk given up there is Brock Dreher, a 4-pitch walk as he heads down to the bag at first base. So he's on the base pads now here in the fourth inning. There's only 1 man out for Hastings here in the inning. And Ben Klassen comes to the plate next. So Ben Klassen is playing out in left field tonight. He comes to the plate for the third time here this evening in the fourth inning of play. He scores around the bunt, pulls it back, and takes the pitch outside for a ball. 1-0 the count to Klassen. Start of the day with a batting average of .222. He's got 4 base hits and 18 trips to the plate. North Platte playing in at the first base bag there. On the edge of the infield grass is Drew Callahan. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. 1-1 the count down to Ben Klassen. Backside of the box. Now he's ready to go. Re-enters. Here comes the next pitch. Some off-speed stuff and a swing and a miss and a throw down to first base. And they have got him down there at first base. As Brock Dreher, he was off of the bag down there. At Marcus Silos throws it down to first baseman Drew Callahan and retires Brock Greer is picked off of the bag down there at the first base. So now that was a big play there because that's the second man out. The count here at the plate is at 2-1 now to Ben Clausen. One man on the base pass now. That's a second base. There's a fly ball towards center. And that's going to fall for a base hit picked up there by Alberry. Around the bag at third. Coming home, there's a tag made. The ball's knocked loose. A run scores, and taking second base into play is going to be Clausen. So Ben Clausen's going to drive one home for Hastings. Coming around to score on the play is going to be Jamison Cockrell. That makes it a 3-0 ball game. The tag was made here at the plate. I don't think it would have been in time anyway. But the ball comes loose from the catcher,
now
Silas.
Number seven, Alex.
Ben Clausen will take a second base on the throw. So Clausen gets an RBI single here in this third inning of play. Now here comes the pitch. It's going to hit Alex Pangeneben. Pangeneben is hit by a pitch. He takes first base. So there's two men out here in the fourth inning. Hastings with a run in. Hastings out on top of North Platte by a score of 3-0. And now Brooks Asher will have to shed the catching gear in the on-deck circle. He'll come to the plate here. They're trying to do some damage for Hastings. So Hastings 5 points with 8 base hits now in the ball game. They've got a couple so far here in the fourth inning. 3-0 is the score. Hastings out on top of North Platte First National Bank. Base runners on at first and second base. Here comes the next pitch by Dalton Flughoff. That's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count to Brooks Asher. Asher, he walked back there in the first inning of play, grounded out to third base in inning number 3. So he's 0-1 officially. There goes the runners. The throw down to third base, and third baseman wasn't looking for it. Coming home to score now as the throw goes into left field, and now they've got a runner between second and third tied up. One run is going to score. There's a throw down to third base. It gets by the third baseman, Volts, and everybody's going to be safe. And now they're going to award home plate here to Pangeneben. Ball went into the Hastings dugout down here at third base. So a couple of runs score there. Clausen comes around to score. Pangeneben comes around to score as well here in this fourth inning of play. So Hastings has plated 3 runs here in the inning. They now lead North Platte by the score of 5-0. And now the pitching coach for North Platte's going to come out and have a couple of words with his pitcher, Flughoff, and also his entire infield. A couple of errors chalked up there on the North Platte. So 2 errors chalked up on the North Platte on the throw. A couple of throws, one by the catcher. Third baseman was Luke Volts. He wasn't even looking for the throw there as Hastings started the runners. It went into a left field. Another error chalked up on the play to allow Pangeneben to come home. So 2 errors chalked up on the North Platte there on one play. Hastings has got 3 runners in. Now coming to the plate is going to be Brooks Asher. So staying out there is going to be Dalton Flughoff, the pitcher for North Platte. So here comes Brooks Asher to the plate. He's going to drill that ball toward right field. Westland comes out. He's going to let it fall right in front of him for a base hit. Westland was playing deep out there in right field, and he can come in and grab the ball as it bounces right in front of him. So Brooks Asher gets a base hit here in the fourth inning. That's the 9th hit of the contest for Hastings, and we're just in the fourth inning. Zach Merrill comes to the plate next. Merrill, he is also 2-for-2 on the night. Comes up here with a batting average of .385. And a pitch to Merrill is going to be down low for a ball. Zach Merrill is the pitcher for Hastings. He has recorded 7 strikeouts on the pitcher's mound tonight. He's hit a batter. He has a walked a man, and he has allowed only 2 base hits in the ball game. Merrill's takes a look at the next one. Rolls that one out toward a short field of there, and it's going to be retired. From short to first as Brock Moeller comes in on the grassy portion of the infield. They get it over to Drew Callahan to record the out on Zach Merrill. So the inning is over, but Hastings, they score 3 runs. 3 runs here in the fourth inning of play. A couple of errors on the North Platte here in the inning. Hastings also recording 3 base hits. Hastings leaving a man on the base pads. Hastings has got the lead as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Hastings 5 and North Platte nothing.
Bum shoulder or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Shelter insurance.
We're people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter insurance for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Smith Complex here tonight, American Legion Baseball and 1230 KHAS. Hastings with a lead over North Platte First National Bank. The score is now 5-0. And North Platte will come to the plate now here in the bottom of the fourth to face Zach Merrill. North Platte has not been able to get too much going here in this baseball game here tonight. So Hastings out on top with a score of 5-0 here in the ball game. And coming to the plate for North Platte here in this inning will be Drew Callahan, Ty Brockmuller, and also Marcus Silos, the catcher. If any of these guys can go to the board, we'll see a Riley Vieira, the designated hitter. No runs, a couple of base hits for North Platte here in the contest so far. 7 strikeouts. Drew Callahan coming to the plate here for North Platte here in the fourth inning of play. He had a single back there in the first inning of play. Callahan starts the day with a batting average of .304. So Drew Callahan, he's got one of the, in fact, he's got the only home run for North Platte so far this year. Comes to the plate and he fouls away the next pitch back to the screen, nothing and one. Drew Callahan up there for North Platte here in this inning. He's a big, tall kid, 6'7", a 200-pounder. He hits that one off of the handle of the bat and kind of pops it up here. It's in the infield. Asher can't handle it, and it's going to be a infield single here. It just falls right in between the pitcher's mound and the home plate. Asher and Merrill, they kind of collide out there on the grassy portion of the infield. And they're getting a cheap single there. It's going to be Callahan. That's going to be his second base hit of the ball game. So he's got two of the three hits here for North Platte. He's aboard now at first base. Ty Brockmuller comes up there next. Brockmuller is 0-1 so far tonight. So now Callahan is on the base pads at first base. He is 1 out of 3 in stealing bases this year. Here's the next pitch. Going to be hit toward right field. And that's going to be grabbed out there by Cockrell for Hastings. So one pitch into Brockmuller, he flies out to right field. That's the first man out here in the fourth inning of play. And that's going to bring up Marcus Silos next, the catcher. He struck out back there in inning number 2. So Marcus comes to the plate here for North Platte. Silos, 5'9", 150-pounder, as he will dig in here from the right-hand side for the Platters. There's one man out here in the fourth inning of play. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight. There's a swing and a miss. Silos is behind the count of no balls and one strike. Marcus on the season, a batting average of .227. Silos has got, 10 base hits in 44 trips to the plate so far this year. Merrill working from the stretch. Here's the next pitch, swung on a miss. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes now to Marcus Silos, the catcher for North Platte First National Bank. Zach Merrill working from the stretch, looks over his left shoulder. Runner stays put, check swing foul, first base side. Count remains at no balls and two strikes here to Marcus. Riley Vieira would be next, and then Jace Barker, the left fielder. One man out for North Platte. This is the team that come in here with a mark of 10 wins and 8 losses on the season. They have beaten Kearney already this season during the conference season. There's a swing and a miss, and he goes down swinging. Strikeout number 8 in the ball game now for Zach Merrill. They were just in the fourth inning of play. Riley Vieira, the designated hitter, is scheduled up there next. Vieira, he struck out back there in the second inning of play. This is the bottom third of the order. In fact, the last time that Merrill faced this bunch, he struck out the side. Silos, Vieira, and Barker. Now there's two men out here in the fourth inning of play with a runner on at first base. Here's the pitch to the plate, a little bit outside and high. Count 1 ball and 1 strike to Riley Vieira. Still looking for his first base hit of the 2014 season here tonight. He is now 0-for-4 at the plate. Batting as the DH. Here's his ball game tonight in game number 1. Digs in from the right-hand side, scores around the bunt, lays it down the third base side. Charging, Spilinek, and he doesn't have a play on the ball. That was nicely laid down there on the third base side. It just goes rolling dead right in between home plate and about halfway between there and third base. So an infield single on the bunt laid down there by Riley Vieira. That's going to be his first base hit of the season as an infield single on a bunt. Callahan moves down to second base on the play. Jace Barker comes up there next. He is a left fielder. Barker, he struck out his first time up there back in inning number 6. Actually, inning number 2. It was a 6th strikeout victim for Hastings pitcher Zach Merrill. He's recorded 2 since then. Here's a pitch to him. A fastball is going to stay inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Hastings is out hitting North Platte now here in the ballgame 9-4. Hastings has a 5-0 lead. There's a bunt laid down again. Nice side on the right side, flipping it over to first base. That's not going to be in time. Laid down on the right side of the diamond, right in between the pitcher, the first baseman. Charging at second base was Ryan Kern. He finally ended up with it, but no play as he just kind of underhands it to first base. That's not in time as Barker's going to get a single. North Platte playing a small ball here with a couple of infield singles on a bunt. Now the bases are loaded, and now the pitching coach and Kevin Asher is going to come out and have a couple of words here with Zach Merrill. It's not like Merrill's been hit harder in this ball game, but a couple of perfectly laid down bunts here in this inning by North Platte. And now the Platters are threatening here in this fourth inning, as well as Zach Merrill is pitching. This is more of an informational stroll to the mound here by Coach Asher, making sure everybody's on the right page. There's 2 men out here in the inning. So Zach Merrill will go back to work here. Now we got the top of the order up here. This is Alec Westland. Westland, he singled in the first inning, and he flew out to left field in inning number 3, so he is 1-for-2 officially tonight. But he has got a chance to do some damage now for North Platte here in the fourth inning. North Platte trailing in the ballgame 5-0. There's a pitch. It's going to be a strike. That's going to be a fastball right on the outside corner. 0-1. Alec Westland, he has driven home 6 runs so far this year for North Platte. Here comes the next pitch to him. Way outside, the ball gets away from Asher behind the plate. Coming in from a third base. There's the throw. It's not going to be in time. Asher goes back to retrieve it. Callahan comes in from third base to score. And North Platte is on the scoreboard. So a wild pitch or a pass ball there. Regardless, it's going to be a score for North Platte as Callahan comes in to score for North Platte. That makes it a 5-1 ball game. Riley Vieira moves over to third base on the play. Barker moves over to second base, and now first base is open. Westland has the count here at the plate of 2-1. So 0-1 to Alec Westland. It's a 5-1 ball game now. Hastings with a lead. Merrill's next pitch is going to be check swing. It's going to be in foul territory, first base side. As now, we'll double check the count here. They got 1-1 up on the board. Home plate umpire is going to agree with that. 1-2 should be the count here to Alec Westland. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be way outside, a check swing strike. Catcher drops the third strike. Asher goes down and chases it down and gets it down to Panganiban to record the strikeouts. So 9 strikeouts in the ball game now for Zach Merrill actually drops the third strike there. So taking off and running down toward first was Westland. Ashland completes the strikeout with a throw down to Alex Pangadeben. But North Platte, they score one run here in the fourth inning of play. One run on three base hits, two of them being infield bunts. No errors on Hastings. And a couple of men left on base. We go to the top half of the fifth inning with a score, Hastings 5 and North Platte 1.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Yeah. Leading off, Hastings 5 points bank in the top half of the fifth.
American Legion baseball action here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings with a lead over North Platte First National Bank. The score is now a 5-1 contest as Hastings comes up to the plate now here in the fifth inning. We're going to have Ryan Kern to start things off here in the fifth. He'll be followed up by Mason Spilenick. Then we'll see Jameson Cockrell. So we got numbers 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order coming up here for Hastings 5 points. Brady Staten would follow him if one of these guys can get aboard. Hastings out on top here in this ball game. And now stepping out of the batter's box and tying his shoes is going to be Ryan Kern. He's set to go again as he steps back in there. Kern so far tonight, 1 out of 2. An RBI single in the first inning of play, and he tees off here and sends it out to center field for a base hit. Ryan Kern gets a base hit here in the fifth inning of play. Hastings scoring a run in the first, one in the second, then he scored three more in the fourth inning. That's going to be the 10th base hit of the ball game for Hastings. So 10 hits in the ball game now for Hastings, and we're just in the fifth. Mason Spilnick comes to the plate next. Spilnick, he's still looking for his first base hit of the ball game. He bounces here from the right-hand side. There goes the runner at first base and a swing and a foul tap here at the plate. So Ryan Kern will have to go back. Spilnick falls behind on the count of no balls and one strike. And Hastings stealing bases so far this year. They have got 22 as a team. They're 22 out of 26 in stealing bases. Ryan Kern so far this year, he has not attempted one. So Ryan Kern is now in the bag at first base for Hastings after singling to center field. There's a throw to first base that's not in time as the pitcher for North Platte, Dalton Flughop, makes a quick move to the bag at first. Callahan is your first baseman for North Platte. Jack Kinney is at second. Brock Moeller is at shortstop. Luke Volz is over here at third base. Silos behind the plate. There's a ball that's going to be hit in the air towards center, drifting back Allsbury, and he's going to grab it out there for North Platte to record the out. So Spilenick flies out to Allsbury out in center field. That's the first out of the fifth inning. Jameson Cockrell comes up there next. Cockrell, he has had the hot bat here in this ball game. He has scored a couple of runs. He's got a couple of singles. He's got a stolen base, and he's got an RBI all out of the number 8 position here tonight. So Jameson Cockrell, who started the day with a batting average of .289, will come to the plate down for Hastings 5 points bank. Try to move the base runner along. That's Ryan Kern down there at first. Dalton Flughop working for the sign. He's got it. There's a throw to the plate. It's going to be there for a strike. The runner goes at first base and a throw down to second base, not in time. So he's stolen base there by Ryan Kern. Now Hastings with a base runner on in scoring position at second. And the count here at the plate is going to be no balls and one strike on Jameson Cockrell. So Hastings running a little bit more here in this ball game tonight against North Platte's catcher, Marcus Silos. Hastings with a runner on now in second base. Flughoff working from the stretch. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. And they count down with one ball and one strike. One man out for Hastings here in the fifth. Hastings trying to tack on some more runs here. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight at the Smith Complex in this Cornhusker League affair. Wheeling towards second and no throw there as Flughoff makes the runner go back there. That's Ryan Kern. Kern is on at second base here for Hastings. One man out here in the fifth. Dalton Flughoff working for the sign from his catcher, Marcus Silos. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be onside. Down low, and a good grab there by the catcher, Silos. Two balls and one strike here. Hastings will play at Kearney tomorrow night. We'll be at Memorial Field. We'll have the game for you on 1230 KHAS. Hastings 5 points. We'll play the 8 o'clock ball game against Kearney Runza. 7:45 for the pregame show on 1230 KHAS. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes also playing tomorrow night in Kearney against Kearney Post 52. They play at 5:30 tomorrow night. Next pitch is going to be onside for a ball. 3-1 to count now. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. Swung on. That's going to be a base hit as it falls down in there in left center. Around the bag at third. Coming home is going to be Ryan Kern. He's going to score. And moving to second base on the play is going to be Cockrell. Jameson Cockrell is on fire here in this ball game. He gets a double there to drive home a run. As Ryan Kern comes around from second base to score. Hastings down with 11 base hits in the ball game. Jameson Cockrell has got a couple of RBIs here in the contest. Hastings 5 points out on top now in this contest by the score of 6-1. And coming up to the plate next is going to be Brady Staten. Brady Staten, he has struck out twice so far tonight in this number 9 position. And he will take a strike here, nothing in one. Staten with a batting average of .267 on the season. So Hastings has scored in every inning so far except for the third. They had a runner at third base in that inning but did not score. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there. It's going to be a strike, nothing in two. It's a Brady Staten, a breaking pitch there that gets in there for a strike. No balls and two strikes here in the contest. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. And it is now one ball and two strikes. 1-2 is the count to Brady Staten. One man out for Hastings here in this fifth inning of play. Dalton Flughoff working from the stretch, looks at the runner at second. Next pitch can be fouled away here at the plate, back to the screen. And the count remains at one ball and two strikes here to Brady Staten. Staten so far this year, like we said, a batting average of .267 on the season. Staten has got 4 base hits and 15 trips to the plate. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. It's now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock Dreher would be next as center fielder for Hastings, and then Ben Clausen. 6-1, Hastings with a lead here in this Cornhusker League affair over North Platte First National Bank. Next pitch is an inside pitch, is swing and a miss. Down he goes. Brady Staten strikes out for the third time here tonight. In fact, Staten is the only guy that has struck out against Dalton Flughoff tonight. He has struck out 3 times against him. Brock Dreher comes to the plate next. Dreher so far, he has got a single. He has got a walk, and he has grounded out once. So he's 1-for-2 in the ball game. But now there's 2 men out for Hastings here in the fifth. The pitch to the plate is going to be outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Dreher started the day with a batting average of .255. Flughoff working from the stretch. There's a curve ball. It's going to be in there for a strike right down the pipe there. 1 ball and 1 strike now to Brock Dreher. Bright sunshiny sky, just a few high clouds out there tonight. Temperature in the 70s as we play this 18th game of the season for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and it is now 2 balls and 1 strike. 2-1 the count with 2 men out here in this fifth inning. Flughoff working from the stretch again, looks at the runner at second, offers one to the plate. It's going to be hit right towards second on the hop. Picking up there is Kenny. Easy play to first base, and that retires Hastings here in the fifth as Brock Dreher grounds out to the second baseman. But Hastings comes up with a run here in the fifth inning of play. One run on a couple of base hits. No errors on North Platte. And one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning with a score. Hastings 6, North Platte 1.
Please come back.
Yep, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. New pitcher out there now for North Platte. It's going to be Devin Hovden. Devin Hovden is going to come out here. 5'8". 155-pounder from North Platte High School, as Hovden is now on the mound here.
Now batting.
And he will pitch.
Second baseman, number one, Jack Kinney.
But check that. We're in the sixth, bottom of the fifth inning of play. All right, Merrill stays out there for Hastings. We're in the bottom of the sixth. The two teams switching in this ball game. Here's a high fly ball towards second, and it's going to be grabbed out there. As a Jack Kinney is going to be retired in the play. So Merrill stays out there for Hastings, and Kinney, he flies out to second base. Darian Alberry is coming up there next.
Alberry,
he struck out in the first inning of play, was hit by a pitch in the third. So we're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Hastings out on top with a score of 6-1, and the pitch comes inside and it's going to hit Alberry. On his left hand, and down he goes to first base. So a hit batter here. That's the second time tonight that Alberry has been hit by a pitch. And now head coach Russ Kindig is going to come out of the third base dugout to find out where that hit, either on his hand or on the handle of the bat. And they're going to say it's hit him on the hand. So Alberry heads down to first base on the play. Luke Voltz comes up there next. Voltz is 0-2. One bat out for North Platte here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. There's a ground ball toward third. Fielded there to second base for one. The relay throw over to first base is not in time. That ball gets away from Panganiban. Running down to second base on the play is going to be Voltz. So they get the runner down there at second base. That was Alberry. But then the relay throw from Kern over to first baseman Panganiban was wide of the target. Luke Voltz is in there safely, and now they move down to a second base on the throw. So that's going to be a error chalked up there on the throw on the second baseman, Ryan Kern. A runner is on at second base now. And here comes Drew Callahan to the plate next. Drew Callahan, the first baseman, he's going to take a pitch here for a strike, nothing and one. Callahan's got a couple of singles so far in the ball game for North Platte here in the ball game. Also scored a run. That was back in the fourth inning. So Drew Callahan is up to the plate now. He's 2-for-2 so far tonight. Batting average at .304 in the season. Zach Merrill continues to work. Next pitch is swung on and missed, and he strikes him out. For Merrill, that's going to be strikeout number 10 in the ball game. And again, North Platte comes up empty here in the fifth inning of play. They score no runs.
Bottom half of the fifth inning, no runs, no hits.
No hits. One error on Hastings and one runner left on base. We go to the top of the sixth inning now with a score of Hastings 6 and North Platte 1.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Follow all your favorite teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Read stories and see action photos online anytime. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings with the lead here tonight. The Smith Complex out on top of North Platte by a score of 6-1 here tonight. Hastings will bat now here in the top half of the sixth inning. They got 2, 3, and 4 coming up here. Ben Clausen, Alex Panganiban, and Brooks Asher. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes are playing a doubleheader tonight at North Platte. Tomorrow it'll be Hastings playing in Kearney against Kearney Runza and Kearney Post 52. Action gets underway tomorrow night at 5:30 with the juniors ball game, and then 8 o'clock for the seniors. We'll have Hastings 5 points and Kearney Runza tomorrow night here on 1230 KHIS. Pre-game show scheduled for 7:45 tomorrow night.
Number 9, Ben Clausen.
So Ben Clausen comes up here for Hastings to lead off the sixth inning. For Hastings, 5 points back, bats from the right side. First pitch by Fluke Hop is going to be fouled away on the first base side. Clausen falls behind and no balls and one strike. Clausen, his last time up there, had a single. Drove in a run in the fourth inning of play. Came around to score himself in the inning as Hastings plated 3 runs. Reached on a fielder's choice in the second and grounded out to shortstop in inning number 1. Next pitch to Clausen is a fastball. It's going to be inside for a ball. And now we've got Alex Panganiban up there. He's going to hand that to a center field, a hard hit ball. And that's going to be over the head of the center fielder, Alberry. Panganiban is around the bag at first. On his way to second base, and he's going to be in there at second base. So Panganiban gets a double to center field here in the sixth inning.
Number 15.
And Brooks Asher comes up there next. So Alex Panganiban gets a double to center field. One man out here in the sixth inning as Brooks Asher comes to the plate next. There's a ground ball left side of the diamond. That's going to get through. That's going to be knocked down by the shortstop and on the edge of the outfield grass and into a left field. So Asher is going to get aboard here for Hastings in the sixth inning. That's going to be a base hit for Asher. That's his second hit of the ball game. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Panganiban. Now coming up there for Hastings is going to be Zach Merrill. So Hastings has got something going again here in the sixth inning with runners on at first and third base and one man out. As Merrill comes up there now, Zach has got a couple of base hits and 3 trips to the plate. He's 2 for 3 tonight. And the pitch to him is going to be onside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Merrill started the ball game with a batting average of 385. He's went all the way on the mound tonight for Hastings. Staked out to this 6-1 lead. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. A little bit low as well. 2 balls and no strikes. Good grab there from behind the plate by Marcus Silos. Ryan Kern will be next, and then Mason Spilnick. Runners on at first and third base for Hastings here in the sixth inning with one man out. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Again, Silos looking down to first base, but back in there quickly. Was Asher down there. Merrill's now got a count of 3 balls and no strikes. 3-0 the count here to Zach Merrill. Fluke Hop working for the straps. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. Merrill taking all the way on that one. 3 balls and 1 strike. So 3-1 the count. Russ Kindig rolling through the signs down there in the third base coaching box. Hastings looking to go to 6-1 in the Cornhusker League with the win here in the opener of this doubleheader. There's a curve ball that's going to be in there for a strike, and now the count is full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So 3 balls and then 2 strikes here. Now Zach Merrill is looking at a full count of 3-2 in the sixth inning of play. There goes the runner at first base. The pitch is going to be hit right to the shortstop. Rockmuller grabs it, goes over to first base, and it hit into a double play. The runner was going at first base, and the ball was hit right to Brock Muller, the shortstop, who makes a double play on the ball as they get it over there easily to the first baseman, Drew Callahan. So the inning is over. Hastings scores no runs here in the sixth inning of play. A couple of base hits, no errors, one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning with a score. Hastings 6 and North Platte 1.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Smith Complex in Hastings. American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. And also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Hastings 5 points bank cruising along here as we head to the bottom half of the sixth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight. Second game of the doubleheader will follow in about 25-30 minutes after the completion of the first one here tonight. So plenty of time to come on out, catch some good American Legion baseball action. It's going to be the final two games here at the Smith Complex as far as Hastings 5 points bank is concerned. Should be moving into our newly renovated digs next Tuesday night. And the ball games against Kearney, we're going to be facing Kearney twice here in the next 7 days or so. We'll play in Kearney tomorrow night, and then they'll officially open up Duncan Field, the grand reopening, so to speak, next Tuesday night when Kearney comes to town. We understand that Hastings 5 points bank will play the first game next Tuesday, 5:30, and then the juniors ball game will follow that one at 8 o'clock. So switch things around for the opening night back at our home at Duncan Field. North Platte First National Bank coming to bat here in the sixth inning of play. This is Ty Brockmuller, the shortstop, the number six hitter in the batting order to come up here to face Zach Merrill, who's cruising along there for Hastings. There's the ball hit down the line at right field, and grabbing the ball there for Hastings is going to be Jamison Cockrell. So Brockmuller, he flies out to a right field to a Jamison Cockrell, and that's going to bring up Marcus Silos next, the catcher for North Platte First National Bank. North Platte has recorded only 5 base hits here in the ballgame. And remember, 2 of those occurred back there in the fourth inning on infield singles on bunts. Zach Merrill is getting the job down on the mound tonight for Hastings. He's recorded 10 strikeouts. He's hit a couple of batters. He's had 1 walk. Merrill stays out there, winds and delivers. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Mason Spolnick is expected to get the start for Hastings in game number 2 tonight. Alex Panganiban will get the call tomorrow night in Kearney. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. 2-0 the count. So 2 balls and 2 strikes to Silos. He has struck out twice in the ball game so far. He will take a strike here, and now it's 2-1. Silos started the day with a batting average of .227 on the season, but he is 0-2 so far here in this ball game. Merrill again gets his sign. Next pitch is going to be hit toward right center field. That's going to cause some problems. Cockrell can't get there. He picks it up, and he's going to hold Silos to just a single. Nice job there. That was hit down in the hole between Dreher, the center fielder, and Cockrell, the right fielder. But Jamison runs her down out there in right center field, and Silos is held to just a single there. Marcus making the big turn at first base but could not advance. So that's the sixth hit of the ball game now for North Platte. Rally Vieira comes to the plate next. He is now 1-2 from the plate tonight. He struck out back there in the second inning, had a single in the fourth. He's one of the guys that laid down a bunt for a single, and that's a fourth inning. Takes a whack at that one. I'm going to swing and a miss. No balls, one strike. We're in the bottom half of the sixth. North Platte, the home team here in game number one. We'll switch things around for game number two. Throw over to first base, not in time, as Silos is back in there. In North Platte, they have been pretty successful on the base pads, 41 out of 48 in stealing bases this year. Silos inches away. Now Merrill looks that way, and scampering back in the bag was Marcus Silos. Silos so far this year has one stolen base in one attempt. He inches away again from the bag at first base. Panganiban will hold him on defensively. Here comes the pitch to the plate up high. The throw down to second base as the runner is going. It's right on the money. Good throw, and he got him down there at second base. Rally Vieira watches that one go by at the plate. Marcus Silos is retired in the play down there at second as he was going on the pitch. So now there's two men out here in the sixth inning of play. One ball and one strike down to Rally Vieira at the plate. As now Zach Merrill goes to work on him. There's a fastball. It's going to be inside and a swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes to Rally Vieira. So Hastings getting a big play there from the catcher Brooks Asher, who throws a perfect strike down to second base. And Ryan Kern gets their runner down there, and there's a swing and a miss and another strikeout. Like they're swinging at flies here tonight. The 11th strikeout of the ballgame for the pitcher for Hastings, Zach Merrill. No runs for North Platte, a base hit, no errors, nobody left on base. They go to the top of the seventh inning with a score, Hastings 6 and North Platte 1.
Renewed power. Think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
So we head to the seventh inning of play. Hastings out on top by a score of 6-1 here in this one. Six runs, 13 hits for Hastings here in this ball game. They've left eight. North Platte has got one run, six base hits. They have left seven. So Hastings batting here in the top half of the seventh inning. We're going to have Ryan Kern coming up there. Numbers 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order. Ryan Kern, Mason Spilnick, Jamison Cockrell. Then Brady Staten, if one of those guys can get aboard. Here comes the pitch in there. It's going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Fluke Hop stays out there. The pitcher for North Platte is giving up some runs here in this one. There's a ground ball toward first. Fielding the ball there is Callahan. He goes over and touches the bag to record the out. So Ryan Kern grounds out to the first baseman, Drew Callahan, three unassisted here in the seventh inning. And Mason Spilnick comes up there next. Spilnick playing at third base for Hastings in game number one. He will be the starter for Hastings in game number two tonight. Spilnick still looking for his first base hit of the ball game. Takes a whack at this one and fouls it away. Nothing in one. Spilnick started the day with a batting average of .250 as he looks for his initial base hit here tonight. 105 pitches so far for Dalton Pflughoop, and he stays out there where North Platte. He's went all the way. Here's his 106th pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. There's now one ball and one strike. Mason Spilnick so far this season, 11 base hits and 44 trips to the plate. He swings away at this one and fouls it down the right field side. It's going to be in foul territory. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Hastings won the Ralston Woodbat Classic over the weekend, going 3-1. The record now sitting at 10-7 in the season. They're 5-1 in the Cornhusker League. Here's the next pitch, swung on. out to shortstop, grab there, and to throw to first base. That's going to be in time. He gets by the first the pitcher, Flughop, but charging was Brock Moeller at shortstop, and he makes the play on the ball over at first base to record the out. Jameson Cockrell comes up there next.
Number three, Jameson
Cockrell. He has been a tough out here out of this number eight position. Two singles, a double. He has scored two runs. He's got a stolen base, and he's got two RBI. Not bad out of the number eight spot. There's the pitch by Flughop that's going to be outside and down low. 1-0 the count here to Cockrell. He started the day with a batting average of .289. He has certainly improved out here in game number one of this doubleheader tonight. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball, 2-0 the count. Brady State would be next, and we'll see Brock Dreher. Hastings with a 6-1 lead as they bat out here in the seventh inning of play. Next pitch is going to be fouled away off of the left leg of Cockrell here in the right-hand batter's box. Count now at 2-1. So Jameson Cockrell up there. He has walked 4 times so far this year. He has struck out 4 times. And a big night with 3 base hits in the ballgame here against North Platte. Flughop works in for the sign from his catcher, Silos. Next pitch is on the way. That's going to be in there for a strike right on the outside corner. 2-2. Temp in the 70s here tonight for game number one of our twin bill. Just a slight breeze out of the southeast. Here comes the next pitch. It's on the way. It's going to be outside and down low for another ball. And the count is now full of 3-2 to Jameson Cockrell. There's 2 men out here in the seventh inning of play. Hastings with a 5-run lead. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. So a baseline ball is given up there. Hastings with a base runner. Hastings has scored a run in the first, run in the second. They scored 3 in the fourth inning, 1 in the fifth. They've had base runners in every inning so far. Brady Staten comes to the plate next. Staten, he has struck out 3 times tonight. Out of the number 9 position. Came in here with a batting average of .267. There goes the runner at first. Chopper out in front of the plate. Grabbed there by Flughop. He goes to first, and that records the out on Brady Staten. So Hastings gets a base runner on a walk here in the seventh, but you can't do anything with it. They score no runs, no hits, no errors. 1 man left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning with a score. Hastings out on top. Hastings 6 and North Platte 1.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we head to the bottom half of the seventh inning here at the Smith Complex tonight. North Platte will come to bat here, trailing by the score of 6-1. They'll need 5 runs to continue the ball game here. I'll tell you what, base hits have been tough to come by against Zach Merrill here tonight. North Platte has 6 base hits in the ball game, 1 run, but the hits have been far and in between. Jace Barker is the first guy to come to the plate here in the seventh. Number 9 here in the batting order, so we'll see 9-1-2. Barker, he's got 1 base hit and 2 trips to the plate, lays down a bunt, down to third base side, foul territory. Backhanding the ball down there, it was a Spillink at third base, but it was in foul territory, and Barker will come back. No balls and 1 strike to Jace Barker. Out of the 6 hits, they had 2 infield singles on bunts back there in the fourth inning. So Zach Merrill, he's been around the plate all night. He has given up only 1 walk in the ball game. He's hit a couple of batters, given up 6 hits. He's also recorded 11 strikeouts in this ball game. As the next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen right at us here, and the count is 2 balls, no balls and 2 strikes. So 0-2 is the count to Jace Barker here for North Platte as he bats in the seventh inning. Barrel again, rocks and fires here in this seventh. There's a called third strike in the outside corner. Strikeout number 12 in the ball game now for Zach Merrill. And Alec Westland comes to the plate next. He is the right fielder. Westland, he is 1-for-3 in the ball game tonight. He had a single back there in the first inning. Flew out to left field and flew out to right field in innings 3 and 4. Here comes the pitch again. It's going to be a fastball right down the pipe there. Nothing and one to Alec Westland. So Merrill's trying to finish things off for Hastings, 5 points back here in the seventh. Next pitch is going to be in there for another strike. Nothing and two. Jack Kinney would be next, and then Darian Alberry as North Platte tries to come back here in this bottom of the seventh inning. Here comes the 0-2 pitch now by Merrill. A fastball is going to be up high for a ball. 1-2 the count. Hastings will play him pretty much straight away. Just letting Zach Merrill do all the work here. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Gets away momentarily here from the catcher, Brooks Asher, who retrieves the ball. 2 balls and 2 strikes. 94 pitches now for Zach Merrill. Again, the pitcher for North Platte was well over 100 pitches. That was a Flughop. Here comes the next pitch by Merrill. Swung out and missed, and he strikes him out. Strikeout number 13 in the ball game now for Zach Merrill. Now Jack Kinney comes up there next. Kinney, he hasn't had much success either. He's had a walk, he's grounded out once, and he's flown out to second base. So he is 0-2 so far from the plate. Here comes the next pitch by Merrill. Comes inside, nearly hits him. It's going to be in there for a ball, 1-0 the count. Second game of the doubleheader will follow this one in about 30 minutes upon the completion of the first one. We'll have that one for you as well here on 1230 KHAS as Hastings 5 points back trying to pick up a couple of Cornhusker League wins here tonight. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, 2-0 the count. Next one is going to be hit towards center field. Brock Dreher comes over in the right center and records the out, and the ball game is over. Jack Kinney flies out to center as a Brock Dreher grabs that one out in the right center field to record the out. Hastings picking up the win here in the opener. North Platte in the seventh inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Back with a recap after this.
Is your Pops Tops?
Hey, Pop, did you hear the big news?
KHS Radio loves all fathers, and we've got a toolbox filled with gift certificates and Royals tickets for one lucky dad. Register your dad at Pat's Auto Repair, Gary Michaels Clothiers, Custom Pack, Square Deal Lumber, and Eek's Office Plus, making Father's Day super special for one lucky dad.
I love you, Daddy.
Winner will be announced on June 13th on 1230 KHS. So get your dad registered today.
The best dad in the world?
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings 5 points back. They win the opener here tonight over North Platte First National Bank, winning by a score of 6-1. Final totals in this initial ball game. Hastings with 6 runs, 13 base hits. Hastings committing 1 error in this contest. They leave 9 men on base. North Platte with 1 run, 6 hits, 2 errors. They leave 7. Zach Merrill, the winning pitcher for Hastings, he's now 3-0 in the season. Gives up the 1 run, 6 base hits, recorded 13 strikeouts, 1 base on balls, and 2 hit batters. Dalton Flughop was the losing pitcher for North Platte. He gave up 6 runs, 13 hits, 3 strikeouts, and 3 walks in the contest. So Hastings improves to 11 wins, 7 losses on the season. Now 6-1 in the Cornhusker League. North Platte First National, they dropped to 10 wins and 9 losses. Again, Hastings winning game number 1 tonight by a score of 6-1. Stick around. We got the second half of the doubleheader coming up. Game time will be in about 30 minutes from right now here at the Smith Complex. And we'll be back shortly with the starting lineups of game number 2. In the winner of the first ball game was Hastings 5 Points Bank. They beat North Platte First Nationals tonight by the score of 6-1.